today. I just shout out Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I echo what Russ said. To some, today is a sad day. To some, perhaps a day of indifference. You don't really know how to take it. So we do have one example of a good father, and that is our Heavenly Father. So we can always go there for whatever insights we need on what being a good father is all about. To start us off, I didn't know if I'd hit the button yet or not. To start us off, I want to introduce you to my rock star dad. And he's not wanting to come around. There he is. Now, as you can see, if you've wondered why I can be kind of goofy sometimes, it's hereditary. The picture on the right, my left right now, that's confusing. Anyway, that's my dad at some crazy birthday party, as I recall. I remember him dressing up that way and remember laughing quite hard at the way he looked. And the other picture there is of Wayne and Veda, my mom and dad. And it's their 25th wedding anniversary picture, and he would be dead in less than a year from that picture. This past Friday would mark 39 years since my father's passed away. So I have to say, I was blessed with a wonderful father. He taught me many things, and I'm still trying to realize some of those things. And it seems like I do occasionally remember and learn new things that he taught me that have over the years come to the surface. So I owe a lot to both of those folks, my mom and my father. They were a lot of fun. They were a little crazy. Some of you knew Dad and Mom and can attest to that with me. But I love them dearly, still do. And look forward to seeing them one day. And it's because of what they taught me that I have that belief and hope that they have helped instill in me. And so I thought this morning we'd talk a little bit about what makes a good father, and I don't know what to do about this. This just doesn't seem to work at all. Next slide. What makes a good father? Before I get into answering that question, which all of us want to know the answer to, of course, I got to point out a couple of people here. First of all, that's my dad right there, of course. He's the one with the hat on sideways. He didn't know any better. So. That's my brother, Brian. He was our mascot on the 1972 Manchester Minor League Reds. So, anyway. He's a whole other story. He was likewise one of the crazy greats. That's me right there. And he's not here today, but I was hoping he'd be here. Our brother, Keith Holt, right there, was on that team with me. So known Keith a long, long time. Anyway, what makes a good father? To me, it's a very simple answer. I don't know that I always exhibit this, but I think what makes a good father is exhibiting love to not just our family, but to those around us. And another thing that we should aspire to do as fathers is to teach those around us about life, about what's really important, you know, things that really, really matter. Because a lot of things in this world really, really don't matter. And what does matter is love of God and family and things like that. And I think it's important to teach our kids this. So anyway, in all these slides, we're going to be talking about something else. I'm going to slide away from my folks, but I just want to tell you that with each of these slides, I've got a picture of my family because 2,000 years ago, there wasn't any photography. And so I thought I would just interject some pictures of my family as we move on. I thought this morning what would be interesting is to talk about Joseph. the father of Jesus. You know, it's really a fascinating thing about Joseph. He had a really important role, very important role. He raised God's son in this world. But, you know, for somebody who was given such a big job and such a big responsibility, we know very little about him. Here's a bit of trivia, just a little bit of fascinating trivia. There are no spoken lines of Joseph in the Bible. He never says one word. Now, Mary says some things that are mentioned, but Joseph, we know very, very little about him other than the after effects, if you will. So I think as we start this, the first thing that we can look at when we see the story of Joseph, the father of Jesus, we can infer that he had to have been a holy and righteous man, because that is the very man God chose to raise his son and take care of his little one here in this world. And so we can draw that inference from that God picked him above everyone else to take care of Jesus. As we go on to the next slide, I'll ask for help because this is okay. Here's some things we do know about Jesus. Before we get that, I'm going to read a verse from Matthew. Actually, I'm going to read a few verses from Matthew. This is Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she had given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So when we just read those few lines right there, we read that Joseph was faithful to the law, and he was also faithful to Mary in a strange way, because he did think about divorcing her. But not only was he faithful, he was obedient. He received the word from God that this child was made through holy means. And so he didn't want to humiliate her publicly. He listened to God. He was faithful to God. And he followed his instructions. And he wed Mary. And he is obedient to what God had commanded. And that's not the only time he would do that. He was also commanded by a dream to take his family to Egypt, which he did. And after Herod passed away, he received a dream again that it was okay to go back to Judea, which he did. And as I read the scripture, y'all can help me a little bit there, but it reads to me as though he received another dream to not go to Judea, but to go to Galilee and to Nazareth. And that's where they ended up. And we also know about Joseph that in Matthew 13th chapter, we know that he said that he is a carpenter. So we know these things about him. Actually know these things about him, but that's about it as far as things we could count on that we could see in the Bible. So as we look at him and what was going on, if you go to the next slide, please. Joseph as a father. Right here, I'm going to have to do a little inference again, because we don't know all the discussions that Jesus and Joseph may have had. We don't know what he told them to do, what not to do. We don't know those things. But we do know the man that Jesus turned out to be. So we can make some inferences from that. So I was asking myself, what could Jesus have learned from Joseph? What could God's own son have learned from this man, Joseph? Well, I think that Joseph taught Jesus how to love. He could see that in the way that Joseph taught treated his mother. We know from Scripture also that he had other brothers and sisters. And so we have to think that there was a family that was happy and together. So Jesus had to see that love and to feel that love and to realize what that love was all about. You look in Scripture, this is just a little bit, since in Luke, I recall, when Jesus stayed behind, when they had gone for the census thing, and Jesus stayed behind, and mom and dad left him, and we realized after a day's traveling, that where's Jesus? And so they had to go back and search diligently for 3 days. And were somewhat anxious about losing their son. And so we know that there's love there on mom and dad's part for their son. They find him. He is sitting there talking with teachers of the law, and he is impressing, this young boy is impressing these teachers of the law with his answers and his wisdom at this young, early age. I think also that Jesus had to learn a little bit about obedience from Joseph, because he showed this in his life, and his reverence for the law and to try to live a life for God. And I think Jesus had to have seen that as well. We also know this. He learned about dad's trade, because Jesus was also a carpenter. Did Joseph have an impact on Jesus' life? He obviously did. We'll never know the full extent, but it was there. And lastly, I think that Jesus had to see Joseph's selflessness in the way he approached his family and in the way that he loved his family and did what God wanted him to do for him and his family. And as you think about that, that might be one of the most important things he learned from Joseph, because that's the very trait that allowed our Savior to be condemned, an innocent man condemned to go to a cross and to die for doing absolutely nothing wrong. A selfless act, knowing that the only way out was to hang there on that cross. So, I look at that and I see these things that Jesus had to have seen in his earthly father that he could draw from. And we know that he went and spoke to his heavenly father all the time as well. But Joseph had to have an impact on Jesus as well. And so, if you'll go on to the next slide, please. What I have learned from my father, kind of stretching this over into the Joel part of the message, I'll look back at my dad. We didn't have a whole lot of time together. I was 24 when he passed away. But he taught me a whole lot in 24 years, and I'm grateful for that. He taught me to love God. My mom and dad both were very active in church as far back as I can remember. They always had little Joel dragging him along and little Brian as well. So it was very important to them to instill in me and Brian this idea of loving God and serving God. It was really, really important. And it did have an impact. I have to be honest, it did. Certainly, love of family was very important to my dad. And my dad was very gregarious, very funny. He loved to tell stories. He loved to joke. And he loved to be with family. And that showed. I mean, you saw the pictures of the ball. We played ball all the time, football or baseball or whatever. And mom and dad were always right there cheering us on. And in Dad's case, he was coaching us on. And so, you know, he was active in our lives. And so to me, that's a big lesson to learn. We need to be active in our family's lives. And my dad was one of these guys that just loved everybody he met. He was just, you know, he was just a good, friendly fella. And he wasn't quite as talkative as my mother, but he was a good man and did go out and go in those areas that sometimes make us a little uncomfortable. He was good about that. So I'm thankful for the things that he did teach me like that. One thing that I know that he always taught me to do the right thing, at least as far as you can tell the right thing is, try to do the right thing. And I saw him do that time and again in the things that he dealt with. And, you know, when he got sick with cancer, I remember vividly, you know, him sitting there talking to me. And he said, you know, he said, I've read all these psychologist things about how you're supposed to be mad. And you're supposed to, he said, we all die. This is part of life. He said, I'm not mad or angry. This is who I am. And this is God saying it's about time for me to come home. And so it was really good to have those kind of talks with my dad and to understand his perspective and maybe help me in my perspective as well. He was our provider, and I think I learned lessons from him there. We weren't wealthy by any means, but my brother and I always seemed to have what we needed. We always had the cleats we needed to have and whatever else we needed for sports or anything else we were trying to be a part of. One thing I can say is he taught me to enjoy life and to laugh a lot, because that's what he did. And I appreciate that. The older I get, the more I realize what a good lesson that is to have, to realize that life is good and that there's a lot to be thankful for. And it's okay to laugh and have a good time as well. And one thing he taught me that is just stuck in was always lend a hand to somebody in need. And I know he was a doer, if you will. If he saw something that needed to be done, he just did it. And I appreciate that life lesson to lend a hand to folks, because that is important. And if we go to the next slide, please. This picture I just love. It's my dad and myself. I'm about 1.5 years old there, and we're walking. I really don't remember where we're walking to. I don't even know where this picture was taken at, but that's Dad and myself. We're strolling down a pathway there. And it's just precious to me, because that's the picture that I want with God. Holding his hand. I'm sorry. That picture just touches me. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. That's what my dad taught me. As we close here this morning, let's love one another. Let's love God. Let's love one another. This morning, if you're not walking with God, there's an opportunity to right now. If you have any needs that you need to bring forth, please do so right now. As together we stand and we sing.